I only know KPTV from growing up here. Saturday night was local wrestling. My grandmother and her, all the ladies in the trailer park, get together at one of the ladies' homes and watch large men
in tights,
in their little tight pant, shorty pant,
do acrobatics.
Yeah, and just man it up on each other, and they just loved it.
Well, and there's the soap opera element too, right? Is there all the little stories of the characters? It's very soapy.
Yeah, the hate.
Yeah, the manufactured drama.
At the top of the show, you heard Courtney Taylor-Taylor and Zia McCabe of the Dandy Warhols.
You can catch them live tonight at the big gay birthday party in the Sky for Jesus show at the Crystal Ballroom.
Celebrations for the band's 25th anniversary include a new album, Why You So Crazy, a single-shot 360-degree short film for the single Be Alright, and a 2019 tour of Europe, the UK, and North America. So let's grab a glass of aged Bordeaux and saunter on down to the band's home base at the Old Portland Wine Bar and catch up with Courtney and Zia in a cozy corner at the auditorium.
I'm Gregory Day. This is pdxpodcast.com.
Well, nice to meet you guys. It's great to be here at the auditorium, finally. Wow, what a venue. What a place.
Yeah,
what a
really
home.
Special. Where are you from? Where's that accent?
I'm from Manchester.
Okay.
Well, you're playing in Manchester pretty soon.
Yeah.
In January?
Yeah.
Right.
You would say in Manchester, my name is... Here, my name is Courtney. In Manchester, it's Courtney, mate. That's how it's pronounced.
You're a man. Right. You know Manchester very well.
Yeah, I've had a really, really good friend there since, since we were young men, in our early 20s, I think. Alex Ganley, who's a writer and a wit and a really amazing cat. I would actually sleep on the floor of my hotel room in London so that he could have the bed, so that he would crash and hang out and we could party all night. And
so we could have him around longer.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a sweet guy.
We also would stay up very, very late then, and you don't want him driving home in that condition, so. But that's how cool that guy is. Mancunian as well.
Do you like her mashed peas?
Mashy peas, please. Yeah, we used to say that. Mashy peas, please.
Let's bring back memories. You have a big show coming up December 1st. Can you tell us about this all-ages show?
Our annual holiday extravaganza.
Yeah.
Our half-baked themes.
Well, they're usually pretty strong. This is a weird... these are weird times we live in, so... Weird times call for weirder measures.
Yeah, every year we choose an organization to buck from each ticket. It's not a huge donation. At first, we were picking bigger ones, and it felt so insignificant. And so now to find some of the smaller organizations where that actually feels like a cash infusion, and also having their presence there raises awareness for their organization, like that's actually helpful to have more people learn about what they're doing. So this year, kind of in light of all of the threatening comments that have been made towards trans,
yes,
and trying to revoke their saying they're not people, I felt kind of... it was necessary that's who we should benefit. And SMRC is a great organization for youth, trans, and LGBTQ.
That's how you say it, SMRC.
SMRC, well, it's how I say it. I don't think people say SMYRC. That doesn't sound fun. I like SMRC.
SMRC is nice.
Kicks off the 25th anniversary tour.
Yeah. It's like a precursor to it, right?
Yes.
So technically, we'll be celebrating our 25-year anniversary in Portland at the end of that year. Because this is right before the anniversary. So we're making 2019 be the anniversary year. So since this isn't technically 2019.
Right. And you know why? Because 94 was our first year.
Yep. Yeah, Elvis was a last minute ad. He wanted to do a few Christmas songs, and I couldn't say no.
Yeah, it was fun.
With Trace from Voodoo Donuts backing him up, and Eric from Blitz and Trapper.
Yeah, it's old school.
I love it.
There's such some crusty old Portland.
I can't say no to that.
Yeah, it was wonderful, wonderful times. You know, that awful armpit version of Portland back in the day.
The crotch of Elvis, Portland, right?
Yeah,
X-Ray Cafe.
Free. Living was free. Free, a little bit brutal, but free and easy.
Right.
And a little harsh. You know, yeah. Pretty harsh.
But lots of time off.
Oh, free time.
Remember working 2 days a week?
Yeah. And living in a pretty nice pad.
I feel like I work 12 days a week now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. You do work a lot there.
It feels like it.
It's just, we're adults. We get up and we run and we hustle. It's brutal, dude. Yeah, it's, that's what it is, too.
You run and you hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know Zia's a hustler. Are you a hustler?
I feel like it, yeah. Absolutely. I hustle all day long, man. But that's what it is to have a family, is a main thing, is that you just want more, more good, fun stuff, free of being always on your phone. Getting in the way of your life, and we run a global company, right? There's no time of day where there's no time from the time I wake up, and if I wake up at 3 a.m. sometimes I can't get back to sleep, I go down, I check my phone, and now I'm in sync with not only London but Sydney. I can really work at an entire other part of the globe, make decisions, make sure things don't get screwed up, end up being really stupid or falling flat or being embarrassing. You just got to protect your art out there in the world, and you do it on your phone. It's brutal. It's a harsh job, man. It's not, but you gotta let someone else do it, right?
I gotta tell you, in person, I really love your energy. It's something else.
Yeah?
Yeah, you're very charismatic.
Oh, wow. Thanks. You're shockingly good at this job, by the way. I mean, I can't believe how fucking easy you're really great, man. Like,
well, I appreciate that. That's very nice of you to say.
Sweet.
That.
Sweet.
I would like to talk about this music video you shot. It's a single shot, 360-degree music video. I sort of felt like I was in the video walking in here. Can you tell us about this project? It was the concept by Kevin Moyer, interesting fellow.
You know Kevin?
Well, I'm going to interview him pretty soon.
Oh, good. He's such a good guy.
He's a magical creature, magical character.
Really?
Yeah, he is. What is he? I don't even know. Woodland? Is he woodland or is he like rock and earth? I don't know.
I don't know, but he's really good at dreaming up projects and seeing them all the way to the end. That's what's impressive.
I can't believe it.
He has 100 in his mind that... To the outside, people see you as really productive, but inside, you know the 8 things you didn't do.
Right.
So your ratio of success is different.
Maybe he's tortured. Maybe he's tortured.
Maybe he's like, I can't get anything done. Nothing ever comes together.
I hope he hears this. Kevin, you're awesome.
Yeah. Right. And the things you've produced are amazing.
Yeah,
well
he's
done.
He's great.
I can't think of a music video that's been produced like this before.
I got a lot of calls from bigger, like actual 360 companies. But we had 5 different producers bogue out, fail to show up, apologize or what, I mean, it was just like, nobody really, you can't do this. Of course we're going to do this. It doesn't matter how rough it is. Like, the point is to do it. Move the camera around, have a beautiful, trippy thing to look at, and
it's
be
trippy.
Inside. And we actually built this place that is that. Yeah. You know, it's a great, trippy place to be. So pass through.
And you can stop and look at a section that you only see in your peripheral, that you can turn and see that whole scene and go back to what I saw a clear version. I'm so happy.
Because we don't know what we're doing, it requires pretty expensive gadgets or newer gadgets with higher pixels to really get in there, you know. And you want it like on a pad, not on a phone. Well,
phone, I saw it on Brent's phone and it worked.
I still loved it on the phone. Yeah. I sat there and just tweaked on it.
Yeah, for some reason mine wouldn't load up clear, but on Brent's it looked great.
Yeah, it's really great. On the goggles, which are meant to be VR, virtual reality goggles, it's really good. They're going to be under $200, so in the next 6 months, year or something.
Do you remember when we were taking the van down to San Francisco for the first time and Jedediah Pickle was driving the van and he gave us all some sugar cube acid and we played 20 questions for pretty much the entire ride? But one of them, you did virtual reality.
You know, he said, I'm thinking of something, and we were tripping by this point, and I said, I knew what he was going. I just knew it. And he goes, is it bigger than a bread box? Okay, is it Pete's mom? Okay, if it's bigger than a bread box, it's not Pete's mom, you know. And then you get into whatever, it's Lawrence Welk, you know, or whatever. Slightly bigger than Pete's mom. Okay, you know, whatever. And
we never got it, though. You had to finally tell us. It's virtual reality.
Reality was the one where Jedediah goes, I'm thinking of something like a virtual reality. He goes, you're kidding me.
Sugar cube acid.
What is it? What is sugar cube acid?
They just use the liquid, and that's what they put the drops into, so they can keep the shape instead of on the paper.
Sugar cube acid.
Yeah.
I thought it was for kids.
I would like to touch on the album really quickly. Why Are You So Crazy? The album opens with Fred and Ginger.
Say the album title one more time.
Why Are You So Crazy?
I said this, you know, why are you so crazy? And I said, and think about the accents, you know, that we'll get to hear.
Yeah, we hear people say, so today I did another podcast and he just made up some accent and said it. And I'm like, bingo, thank you. That's exactly the treat for us is that we get to hear people around the world now say this title to us, and it sounds great in every accent.
Yeah.
Really? So you had a motive.
The Villarreals, when the Villarreals came up from Texas, they were, you know, why'd you so crazy? Why'd you so crazy?
Another surprise for me, Motor City Steel. There's a story to this song. And Chris was telling me about this, your assistant. You have a personal assistant. That's pretty impressive.
Well, in a slackery, flakery way. Oh. You know, yeah. He just is really another guy who can finish a job, take care of it, handle a lot of moving parts and details. He's young and he's just like, he's into it. He's into being around this.
He's having a good time.
I put him in charge.
I just put him in
charge of a lot of stuff as long as it makes money. You know,
he's very passionate about your work.
He is.
Yeah, yeah. He produced both of our videos, and
he
man can handle details. He is like, he's great.
He took it on.
Yeah.
When no one else would.
Yeah, and he's old Portland. He's, you know, his mom booked Neighbor Fair in like 1980 or something, you know, just events and things like that.
He's very connected.
Well, she's one of the biggest event coordinators in Portland, if not the, she's up in the top couple. So being around somebody that's, you know, considered one of the most stressful jobs is event coordinating. And so she's been doing it for a long time.
Which means he's been doing it for a long time.
It's just around, you just see people doing creative problem solving.
Right.
Constantly.
Right.
And being resourceful and being a hustler. And when that's just your environment, so it's a second nature for him, I think.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, it's easy for us to take this for granted sometimes because this is how it's been, you know, our clubhouse for 15 or more years. So to have someone who's, you know, in their 20s, a millennial, just walk into this and like, you built this? This is this is your, this, really, all of this? You know, and it's just trippy in here.
Yeah.
You know, we've just, like old hippies, been in, dug in, tripping it out for a long time, man.
Right. He told me about a track on your last album, Some Things You Gotta Get Over, one of my favorites.
That's such a good song.
It is. I hope you play it live on Saturday.
Yeah, we always do.
Yeah.
It's
become a staple.
Yeah, super staple. Super trancy.
But it's also incredibly refreshing. And I think that's the thing that stands out of the feel when that song starts. Refreshing. There's this like mind meld thing that was happening before that, when all that fades away and then that song starts.
Right, the Eagle Eye Cherry acoustic guitar.
It's just got this cleansing, refreshing, uplifting.
Right.
It's buoyant. It's a little bit different than anything else we have.
I want to talk about this place really quick. The roof caved in at one point, right?
Yeah, did you see that photo?
No, but I heard about this. Can you tell us about this? And
the luck of the dandies.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows how it happened? But yeah, the drink got plugged and 14,000 pounds of, or I don't know.
Gallons.
Yeah. The fireman who he looked at it and went, well, it was probably be, you know. And he gave me some...
Oh, right, because he knows what a truck holds.
Yeah, so some fantastic number of pounds inch.
What's amazing, and it's kind of the way that all of our crises have gone, is, yes, that was definitely a fiasco and a crisis, but it could have been so much worse.
Yes.
Right? Like, nobody was underneath it when it collapsed.
Could have died. Right.
And the way that it collapsed down into our control room, it didn't go on any of the gear.
It just funneled down and filled up from the floor up and stopped just
with
short of our rack.
Every piece of valuable equipment surrounding it. I mean, it was...
It filled it up just below the bottom rack of rack mount effects processors, like analog processors that we have.
Right.
It filled up to literally a centimeter below. And so we just had it steam conditioned and cleaned and dried out and... But yeah, that is why you know, the insurance racket is a harsh bummer, but it's a gamble again on your own. Like, you're an idiot. You're going to fail and you're going to need this, but you're going to pay for it, bro. So yeah, and it worked. It worked in favor of the insurance, buy insurance. Side of the argument.
Well, anytime I feel like I have to do an insurance claim, I'm going to work it to where I come out with a little bit of an advantage, because it is such a nightmare hassle, the hoops and the
and you don't get
fighting
paid
for
that.
It. No, so the hours you put in, you better get a little something extra off the end. Like, if somebody hits my car, I'm getting three bids and I'm going to the cheaper one and taking the $500 and putting it in my pocket, because that was a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the hours of your life that you could be.
It's such a nightmare.
Smoking
insurance
weed and laying
claims.
On the sofa, playing guitar, and you're not. You're doing this instead.
Courtney,
all right,
Courtney and Zia, thank you so much.
Of course. Did you get everything? Is there a question you feel like you didn't get? I want you to feel good about this.
That's fine. I feel fantastic
okay,
about this. Thank
good.
You, Zia.
Good.
Hope you're a good choppity chopper.
Good, yeah. Take out the motherfucker.
Today's show was produced and edited by Gregory Day. That's me. If you'd like to contact me directly, you can reach me at greg@pdxpodcast.com. We'll be back very shortly. Make sure to catch me Wednesdays on Fox 12's Morgan Day, Oregon. See you very soon.